Welcome to the section on treating heart patterns. In this part of the course, we're going to be discussing how to integrate a meridian-based approach to pattern identification with the conventional Zongfu patterns. Let's take a look at the next page, and we'll start by reviewing the connections that the heart and pericardium have with other meridians. And you should be familiar with these by now. These are related to Dr. Richard Tan's five systems. We also speak of these systems in Master Tong style, and many of the classical texts also speak of these relationships between the meridians. So the heart is connected to the kidney through the Xiaoyin connection. It's connected to the gallbladder through system 2 because of the relationship between the Xiaoyang and the Xiaoyin. The heart and small intestine are connected by way of the internal-external relationships. And finally, the heart and spleen are in relationship with each other because they are located next to each other on the clock, as well as in the five-element cycle. Now, the pericardium has four connections as well. In system 1, it's connected to the liver by way of the Jueyin. In system 2, it's connected to the stomach because of the relationship between the Jueyin and the Yangming. In system 3, the internal-external relationship is with the Sanjiao. And finally, the pericardium connects to the kidney because they're located next to each other on the clock. So I hope by now that these are firmly committed to your memory and that you are familiar with Dr. Tan's five systems as well as Master Tong's styles of explaining these relationships as well. Let's go ahead and take a look at the next page where we discover some of the Xiaoyin circuits. And the first circuit here is the Xiaoyin Taiyang circuit, where we find the heart and the kidney connecting to the small intestine and the bladder. And whenever we're talking about these circuits, we can also talk about circuits in terms of patterns. So in clinic, we can see Xiaoyin Taiyang patterns, or we can see Xiaoyin Xiaoyang patterns, and we can observe Xiaoyin Spleen Sanjiao patterns as well. So there's three of these then, and these are most important when we see an imbalance between the heart and the kidneys. This can occur in a variety of ways. We may find a situation where the kidney yin has declined and this is leading to heart fire, or we might find a condition of kidney yang deficiency that leads to heart yang deficiency. And so there's these various relationships that exist between the kidney and the heart. So whenever we see these imbalances in clinic between the heart and the kidney, we should be thinking about Xiaoyin patterns and circuits. Another thing that's important to remember about the Xiaoyin is that the heart has a relationship with the Shen, the spirit, and the kidney, of course, is connected to the nervous system by way of the marrow and the essence. So in summary, then, the heart and the kidney have this close relationship with the spine, the nervous system, consciousness. And we also notice that the small intestine and the urinary bladder have a close relationship with the neurological system and the spine as well. This is by way of small intestine 3 opening the dumai and the location of the meridians as well. Now, the Xiaoyang also has a strong connection with the neurological system. We see this because these points and meridians are often used in things like liver yang rising, Parkinson's disease, and these really intense neurological conditions like strokes. So I want you to be aware of the fact that the Xiaoyin is connected to neurology, the brain, the spinal cord, and awareness, as are these other connecting meridians being the Taiyang and the Xiaoyang. Now the same could also be said for the spleen and the Sanjiao in its own right. Now let's go ahead and take a look at the next page where we find the Jueyin circuits. And there's three of these as well. And so whenever we see heart patterns in clinic, one of the first questions we should ask ourselves is this a heart pattern related to a liver imbalance, or is this a heart pattern that's related to a kidney imbalance? So because of these relationships that the pericardium and heart have with other meridians and organs, we want to constantly be aware of how other organs may be contributing to the condition that the patient has. So the first circuit here, the Jueyin Yangming circuit, very important circuit. I use this one extensively in clinic on a daily basis. The Jueyin Xiaoyang circuit is where the Jueyin is connecting to the internal external meridians. These are quite commonly used as well, as is the kidney large intestine circuit. So let's go ahead and get into greater detail. And let's just quickly review before we do that these circuits then. So the Xiaoyin patterns or circuits consist of the Xiaoyin Taiyang circuit, the Xiaoyin Xiaoyang pattern, the Xiaoyin Spleen San Jiao circuit. The Jueyin circuits are the Jueyin Yangming, the Jueyin Xiaoyang, and the Jueyin Kidney Large Intestine. Now there's also two other patterns or circuits that we need to be aware of when working with heart patterns. This is the Wood Fire circuit, where we find the heart and small intestine connecting to the liver and the gallbladder. And finally, the Yangming Kidney Pericardium circuit. This circuit is quite commonly used in clinic, especially for clients who are over the age of 40 and have a deficiency in the kidney, and this is leading to imbalances in the pericardium and the Yangming. Okay, so let's look at these two final heart circuits that we just mentioned in a graphical way. The Wood Fire circuit, these lines show that there's connections between these meridians and the Yangming pericardium kidney circuit. Okay, let's take a look at the next page and quickly review our TCM heart patterns. The first heart pattern is heart qi deficiency, heart yang deficiency, heart blood deficiency, heart blood stasis, heart yin deficiency, heart fire, and phlegm misting the heart orifice. And this basically sums up the heart patterns. Okay, let's take a look at the next page, where we find some of Master Tong's points for treating the heart. And the first points that we're going to look at are located between the spleen and stomach meridians. And remember that the heart connects to the spleen and the stomach connects to the pericardium, so it makes sense that on the spleen and stomach we find heart points. So the first points that we want to look at here are a group of points numbered 88.01, 88.02, and 88.03. These are located on the anterior midline of the thigh, above the superior edge of the patella. So they're located between the spleen and stomach meridians, directly above the patella on the midline. And the first point, 88.01, is 5 sun above the edge of the patella, 88.02 is 7 sun above, and 88.03 is 9 sun above the edge of the patella. These points are indicated for heart disease, cardiac pain, palpitations, tachycardia, and hypertension. The contraindication is that you're not to needle all three points on both thighs at the same time, and for cases of hypertension, you should only select one or two points at a time. And notice here that we don't want to needle both sides. This is very common with Master Tong's style of treatment, where we are only needling one side only. Okay, let's go ahead and look at the next page, where we find some points for treating heart conditions that are actually on the stomach meridian. The first point is 77.08, which is 3 sun inferior to stomach 35, so this puts the point very near stomach 36. 77.09 is 4.5 sun below 77.08, or 0.5 sun above stomach 38. This point is indicated for heart disease, arterial sclerosis, and carditis. Now, these points are often used together, and these points are frequently bled as well. Now, you should be observing in clinic any discoloration that the client has, so when they have a heart condition, be sure to check this area to see if there's any blood stagnation signs or purple vessels in that area. So these two points located on the stomach meridian are used in combination and are frequently bled. Okay, let's take a look at the next page, where we find a point on the small intestine channel. This point is 1.5 sun below the olecranon on the small intestine meridian. It's indicated for palpitations, chest oppression, and carditis. Again, it's contraindicated for bilateral needling. Now, on the San Jiao meridian, we find three points that are used in Master Tong's systems for treating the heart. The first point is San Jiao 6, which is indicated for palpitations. 33.05 is the next point. It's located 5 sun above the wrist crease on the Sanjiao line. And 33.06 is 6.5 sun above the wrist crease on the Sanjiao line. Now, these two points, 33.05 and 33.06, are used in combination and indicated for chest pain, stuffiness, and distension. And so here, once again, we find this reoccurring theme in Master Tong style, where we're using two or three points on the same meridian in combination. So this is a very common thing. Get used to seeing that in various places. We've just seen that on the Sanjiao meridian. We talked about the points on the stomach meridian that can be used for heart conditions as well, 77.08 and 77.09, also used in combination and close to one another. Okay, let's look at the next page where we see some points on the liver channel. So 66.03, which is essentially liver 2, or just a bit proximal to it, 0.5 sun posterior to liver 2, and 66.04, which is posterior to liver 3. So this point, 66.04, is located precisely at the junction of the first and second metatarsal bones. These points are used in combination as well, and they're indicated for heart diseases, palpitations, and they're said to have a cardiotonic effect. We can remember this because this is the five element sequence where we can needle the wood channel to benefit the heart. These points are contraindicated in pregnant women in Master Tong's system. Now on the spleen channel, we also find some heart points. Spleen 9 is used for treating heart disease and palpitations. And 66.10 and 66.11, which are the same as spleen 3 and spleen 4, are used for heart fire, and these are combined with kidney 2. So here is another very simple point combination where we find spleen 3, spleen 4, and kidney 2 being used to clear heart fire and restore the balance between the heart and kidney. Once again, it's contraindicated to needle both sides when using this point combination. Okay, let's look at the next page. So many of the points that we mentioned are to be used for heart diseases, but not necessarily heart patterns as understood in TCM. So we can have a condition such as heart blood deficiency, but it doesn't necessarily mean that Western medicine would recognize that there's an actual condition that's affecting the heart organ. And the same could be said for heart yin deficiency. If someone has heart yin deficiency and insomnia and anxiety, it doesn't necessarily mean that they have a heart disease as defined by Western medicine. However, the point that I want to make is that many of the points that we just discussed are used for actual heart conditions that would be recognized by Western medicine. So in summary, TCM heart patterns don't necessarily mean that there is a heart disease as recognized in Western medicine, and the points that we have just discussed treat heart conditions as recognized in Western medicine. Okay, let's take a look at the next page. Now, when treating heart conditions as recognized by Western medicine, we need to do pattern identification. And by using a meridian-based perspective, this can better help us to determine exactly what points to use. This is a basic fundamental teaching in Chinese medicine that in order to select the best points, we need to do pattern identification. Well, we can take this a step further when we use a meridian-based approach to pattern identification because we're better able to refine our treatment strategies and have a better understanding of how the meridians connect to one another, so we are more clear on what meridians and points need to be needled and which ones don't. Because oftentimes there's a lot of overlap between points with similar functions, and at first it can be challenging to determine what points will get the best results. So when I first started using Master Tong's points, I was really unclear about which ones to select because a lot of his points have similar indications. So is it more important to needle the points on the spleen meridian or more important to needle the points on the Sanjiao meridian? So these are questions that we need to ask ourselves. And what I found was the answer is that by applying a meridian-based approach to pattern identification, it was able to clear up a lot of that confusion and allow me to select the best points. points that we're going to get the most optimum results. Now, this is also combined with asking the patient about their top three health concerns, as well as understanding the meridian relationships. Okay, let's take a look at the next page where we find heart qi deficiency. Now, since Meridian Circuit Systems takes a very personalized approach by asking about the client's top three concerns, potentially we could use any circuit for treating heart qi deficiency. However, the most common circuits for treating it are the Xiaoyin Taiyang circuit and the Zhuiyin Yangming circuit. So remember, the Xiaoyin Taiyang circuit consists of the heart and the kidney and the small intestine and the urinary bladder. So the urinary bladder points, UB15, are often used for heart qi deficiency. Many of your TCM books will refer to this point, as well as other points on the heart and the kidney as well. Now, the Zhuiyin Yangming circuit can be used for heart qi deficiency. Remember that these points that are close to liver 2 and liver 3, 66.03 and 66.04, have a tonic effect on the heart, and the Yangming organs and meridians also have a tonifying effect. Namely, stomach 36 and LI10 have that effect and can therefore be used for increasing the qi. Okay, let's take a look at the next page here where we find some point combinations. So these are just standard point combinations. Obviously, you're going to add a point or two, or maybe change a few of the points to accommodate the client that you are working with. So the basic point prescription for heart qi deficiency using unilateral needling would be small intestine 3, heart 7, kidney 7, UB62, and UB15. Now, of course, when I'm working in clinic, I'll often do 2 points on each limb, or possibly 3 points on each limb and 1 point on another. So again, this is just a standard fundamental point prescription, and you will either add or subtract some points based on the client's unique presentations. Now, a point prescription for treating heart qi deficiency using the Zhuiyin Yangming circuit would be to use PC6, liver 2, liver 3, Linggu. This point is very close to LI4, has the effect of strengthening the yang and boosting the kidney, so we can indirectly increase the heart qi by needling that point. And 77.08 and 77.09 could be used. These are the points on the stomach meridian that are indicated for actual heart conditions. These points, again, are often bled, and especially if you see any purple discoloration in that area, you should definitely be bleeding these. Now, I may not always use 77.08 and 77.09 in this point prescription. If the points need to be bled, or if there is an actual heart condition, then I would do it. However, if that's not the case and I want to just supplement the qi, I could substitute those 2 points for stomach 36. Okay, let's take a look at the next page where we find heart yang vacuity. And the two primary circuits used for heart yang vacuity are the Xiaoyin Taiyang circuit and the Xiaoyin Xiaoyang circuit. So in heart yang vacuity, it's often rooted in a kidney deficiency. Using this circuit draws upon that. And this circuit also makes use of the UB Bakshu points as well as small intestine 3. On the Xiaoyin Xiaoyang circuit, we can use the five elements theory to strengthen the heart. So we're using the gallbladder, wood element to increase the heart energy. We can use the kidney to increase the heart yang, and the san jiao is also important because it transports the yang from the kidney to the heart. Now remember that the san jiao points that we have learned, 33.05 and 33.06, are indicated for palpitations, chest pain, chest stuffiness, and distension. Now let's go ahead and take a look at the next page where we see a basic point prescription for heart yang vacuity using each of these circuits. On the first one, the Xiaoyin Taiyang circuit, we can use heart 5, the dual connecting point, small intestine 3, kidney 3, kidney 7, UB15, and UB62. Again, changes can be made to the points to accommodate each client individually. The next circuit here, the Xiaoyin Xiaoyang circuit, we can use heart 7, kidney 3, kidney 7, gallbladder 40, source point, and 33.05 and 33.06. Now, I would use 33.05 and 33.06 when the client has any of those indications that are associated with these points. So if a client has heart yang vacuity and there's this accumulation of dampness or phlegm in the heart or in the chest that's causing distension, pain, and stuffiness, then I would certainly use 33.05 and 33.06. In some cases, I may not use that if they don't actually have those symptoms that are associated with these points and they had other symptoms associated with heart yang vacuity. Okay, let's go ahead and look at the next page where we find heart blood vacuity. Now, the two main circuits that we can use for heart blood vacuity are the Shaoyin spleen San Jiao circuit and the Zhuoyin Yangming circuit. Now, on the Shaoyin spleen San Jiao circuit, this is probably the most important one because the spleen is involved. And remember that in heart blood vacuity, there's usually a spleen imbalance present as well. So another key point along this line is that these points 88.01, 88.02, and 88.03 that are located between the spleen and stomach meridian are also indicated for cerebral anemia. So this has correspondence with heart blood vacuity as well. And because the spleen plays a very important role in blood production and has this connection with the heart, this is why this is typically one of the main circuits that we use for this condition. Now, in some cases, I may want to use the pericardium liver Yangming circuit, the Zhuoyin Yangming pattern, because the pericardium also has an important role in connecting to the blood, and the Yangming is said to be full of qi and blood. And so by utilizing these points, we can also increase the production of blood. Now, remember that 66.03 and 66.04 that are located on the liver meridian have a cardiotonic effect, so we could use those as well, drawing upon our five element techniques. Now, I would use this circuit if the client also presents with a number of liver symptoms as well. So for the client that has blood vacuity, but also liver conditions, or perhaps they have like a heart and liver blood vacuity pattern, then this Zhuoyin Yangming circuit should be used. Okay, let's take a look at the next page where we find some point prescriptions for heart blood vacuity using these circuits. On the first one, we find the Shaoyin spleen San Jiao circuit being used. The first thing I want to point out here is that even though we're using the Shaoyin spleen San Jiao circuit, I've decided to take out kidney points in this example because there may or may not be kidney conditions present. If the client does not have kidney signs and symptoms present, then we don't necessarily need to needle kidney points. Now, if they have spleen signs and symptoms, we should be using this circuit, and we can use points like spleen 4, spleen 6, and spleen 10. In some situations, if they have kidney signs and symptoms as well, then I would use a combination of spleen and kidney points as needed. So in the Shaoyin spleen San Jiao circuit that we are referring to here on the left side, we've taken out the kidney points in this example for clients that don't have kidney signs and symptoms. 33.05 and 33.06, remember these are on the San Jiao meridian and are located for chest pain, stuffiness, and distension. We can use heart 7 and pericardium 6 for heart blood vacuity as well as stomach 36. And on the other image here, we find the Zhuoyin Yangming circuit being used. So the Zhuoyin points that we can use for heart blood vacuity, PC6, liver 3, spleen 4, spleen 6. Now notice here, even though the spleen is not present in the Zhuoyin Yangming circuit, I've decided to add some points because of the function that they have. Now again, these are just basic and general point prescriptions. You need to be altering these for your client on a case-by-case basis. So in some cases, I may use liver 2 and liver 3 and spleen 6. In other cases, I may use liver 2 and liver 3, and that's it. I may not add the spleen points. And in some cases, I may do liver 3 and spleen 6 and spleen 10. Again, this always depends on each client's unique concerns. So, the Jueyin Yongming circuit, a very important one for heart blood vacuity patterns, and don't be afraid to make minor alterations to it if needed. Okay, on the next page we find a case study, or a comparison of case studies, with clients that had heart blood vacuity. Now, in both of these cases they had insomnia, and this was identified as a heart blood vacuity pattern. And we are also asking about the top three concerns as well. Now notice how by doing this, we're able to see the benefit of using a meridian-based approach. So in the first client, they had insomnia as the primary concern, anxiety with palpitations was the secondary concern, and constipation was the final complaint. Now the constipation was also related to blood vacuity as well. So when I was putting the pattern together, I found that using the Shaoyan spleen Sanjiao circuit was the best. Now I'm not going to go into all the other signs and symptoms that the client had, but there was also a tendency here for the kidney to be weak as well. So this is part of why I arrived at the Shaoyan spleen Sanjiao pattern. Now, as we look at the point combination here, heart 7, standard point, that doesn't need much explanation. Sanjiao 6 was added for the constipation. Stomach 36 and stomach 37 treat the constipation, and stomach 36 helps build the blood as well. And the three lower huangs were added because Miriam Lee indicates these for insomnia, and they are located on the spleen meridian, so they're helping with the spleen function and with blood as well. So final note here is that the three lower wongs, remember that they strengthen both the spleen and kidney function. So because this client had a underlying spleen and kidney deficiency that was contributing to the lack of blood production, these three lower huang points were needled in addition to their ability to treat insomnia. Now on the second case study here, we find that the client also had insomnia that was identified as a heart blood vacuity pattern, but they also had headaches and amenorrhea as well. So as I went deeper into the questioning and the intake and did 10 questions, I found that the blood vacuity was affecting both the liver and the heart. Now, for this reason, I chose to needle the Jueyin Yongming circuit. So the point prescription here, LI4 and LI10. LI4 is treating the headaches and helping to move the qi, which was somewhat important for the amenorrhea. LI10 is strengthening, much like stomach 36. PC6, of course, helps with the insomnia and affects the blood as well. And finally, liver 3 and liver 8, which help to address the blood deficiency in the liver, helpful for the headaches, the amenorrhea, and also helpful for the insomnia. Okay, so from this example here then, we can see again the importance of asking the patient about their top three concerns and how this helps to refine our meridian diagnosis and point selections. Okay, on the next page, we find the condition of heart blood stasis, and the primary circuits that we use for this are the Jueyin Yongming circuit and the Shaoyan spleen Sanjiao circuit. So there's not a lot of difference here. We use these same ones for treating heart blood deficiency. Now, just for review, we've mentioned these points a couple times. Let's review them again. 77.08 and 77.09, located on the stomach meridian, are often bled for heart conditions, especially if there is purple discoloration in this area. So, when the blood stasis occurs, we can see this in numerous locations, and there are certain key points that we do want to bleed to resolve this heart pattern, namely 77.08 and 77.09. Now, the liver and the large intestine are important for moving the qi, because remember that often qi stagnation will precede blood stasis, and by needling and moving the qi, we are able to have an effect on the blood as well. Pericardium 6 is a obvious meridian selection for heart blood stasis. Now, on this other circuit, the Shaoyan spleen Sanjiao circuit, we know that there's numerous spleen points that can be used to benefit the blood. Spleen 10 moves the blood. We can also use the Sanjiao points that we've learned from Master Tong's system, 33.05 and 33.06. These are indicated for chest pain, stuffiness, and distension, and those symptoms can certainly arise when the heart blood is not moving. Now, I will use this circuit if the patient also presents with kidney symptoms, edema, or excess fire as well. Let's look at some point prescriptions that we can use. So in the Jue Yin Yang Ming circuit, we can use LI4, that's moving the qi. PC6 moves the blood, it also moves liver qi. 77.08 and 77.09 can be bled. And liver 3, spleen 4, and spleen 10. Now, we could also needle other points, and of course, that will be decided upon, determined by the patient's complaints. The Shaoyan spleen Sanjiao circuit can also be used for heart blood stasis, in which case we can needle 33.05 and 33.06 for chest pain, stuffiness, and distension. Heart 7, 77.08 and 77.09 can be bled, and 88.01 and 88.02. Now remember, these are the points that are located between the spleen and the stomach meridian on the anterior midline of the thigh. Now, I will not always necessarily needle these points for heart blood stasis. In some cases, I may decide to needle the three Huang points, because these points are also on the spleen meridian and can be beneficial for moving blood, as well as treating gynecological, digestive, urinary, and neurological conditions. So we've got a number of different possibility on the spleen points here. If they have hypertension, I may be more inclined to needle 88.01 and 88.02, or if there's an actual heart disease there that is apparent through the symptoms. If the client also presents with gynecological conditions, digestive concerns, urinary patterns, or neurological symptoms, then I would most likely be more inclined to needle the three lower Wang points on the spleen meridian. Okay, let's go ahead and take a look at the next page, where we find heart yin vacuity. Now remember that the Shaoyin connects to the Tai Yang, and the Shaoyang, and the spleen and the Sanjiao. So often when I see heart yin vacuity, I'm thinking of the Shaoyin connection, because it's very common that the kidney yin will decline and then that affects the heart yin. So the Shaoyin circuits and meridians are the main ones to consider for heart yin vacuity. Now, I would use the Shaoyin Tai Yang circuit for treating this pattern when the patient displays primary health concerns that involve back pain, sciatica, urinary conditions, or anything that may involve the Tai Yang. If a client presents with a pattern of heart yin vacuity and their top three health concerns are orientated more along dizziness, tinnitus, Meniere's, hypertension, or Shaoyang sciatica, then I will needle these points. So it's very possible that you see in clinic insomnia that's related to a heart yin vacuity, but then the patient may also have tinnitus or hypertension or these other type of Shaoyang patterns. So when you see this, then we'd want to select the Shaoyin Shaoyang circuit in the treatment. Likewise, you will notice in some clients that have heart yin vacuity that it'll be more optimum to use the Shaoyin spleen Sanjiao circuit. I would use this one in cases if there are also digestive concerns or excessive fire. Now remember that the three lower Huangs can be used for treating the gynecological system, the urinary system, and digestive systems, as well as having an effect on the heart. So if those types of symptoms are present, then I would select the Shaoyin spleen Sanjiao circuit. Okay, let's review Master Tong's point prescription for heart fire or disharmony between the kidneys and the heart. So this is spleen 3, spleen 4, and kidney 2. In some cases, I may just needle those 3 points. I've done this in my community acupuncture setting where I'm treating a lot of people in the same room and I only have limited time. So spleen 3, spleen 4, kidney 2 for heart fire and disharmony between the kidney and heart. A final circuit that we could use here for treating heart invacuity, and you will see this circuit arise as well, is the Jue Yin kidney large intestine pattern. This is useful in situations where we find the kidney yin has declined and it's affecting the liver, and we have this heart yin vacuity as well. So this is where meridian circuit systems and taking this meridian-based approach, it really helps to simplify complex patterns. You can get these patterns in clinic where they've got heart yin vacuity and they've got liver yin vacuity and kidney yin vacuity and constipation, and if you're not really clear and you don't have a lot of experience, it can get very complicated very quickly. But by referring back to the meridian-based patterns, you can greatly simplify these complex cases. And it's not uncommon in clinic that I may see a client that has 3 or 4 TCM patterns, and I need to resolve that down. I need to get more clarity on it. And I do that through finding the most appropriate meridian circuit to use. Now, as a final note on the Jue Yin kidney large intestine circuit, it is useful in some situations, although very often I will substitute the San Jiao for the large intestine meridian in this pattern, in the Jue Yin kidney large intestine pattern. Now, that may not always be the case, but certainly sometimes it will. If a client also has constipation, let's say they have kidney yin vacuity and that's leading to heart yin vacuity, but they also have yin vacuity in the large intestine and is causing constipation, then you can do something like needle lingu and San Jiao 6. That's a perfectly acceptable point combination that could correspond with this pattern that we're talking about here. Okay, let's look at some case studies where the TCM pattern was identified as a heart yin vacuity pattern. And in the first case, the Shaoyin Taiyang circuit was used because the patient had a primary complaint of poor memory and a secondary concern of low back pain. So because the low back pain was there and its location on the urinary bladder meridian, I chose to use this circuit for treating it. The point combinations that were used, small intestine 3, Lingu, and Da Bai. These 3 points were able to treat the low back pain. And Heart 7, of course, was used for the poor memory and the insomnia. UB57 and UB62 were used for the low back pain. And Kidney 3 and Kidney 9 were treating the kidney, because in this client there was also a underlying kidney deficiency that was contributing to the heart yin vacuity. Okay, so and the next case, I chose to use the Shaoyin Shaoyang circuit. The primary complaint was insomnia, the secondary concern was hip pain, and a third concern of temple headaches. Heart 7 was used, San Jiao 5 and GB41 to open up the daimai, and GB30 and GB33. Now, when treating hip pain, I like to needle directly into the hip. In my experience, I've found that hip conditions can be difficult to treat using distal points only, and so this is one thing where I do like to needle locally. And finally, kidney 3 and spleen 6 were used because they are important for the insomnia as well. Okay, let's take a look at the next page where we find heart fire and two of the most important circuits that we use for heart fire are the Shaoyin spleen San Jiao circuit. And remember that we can use spleen 3, spleen 4, and kidney 2 to treat heart fire. The San Jiao points can also help to clear fire because it's a fire meridian. And the points 33.05 and 33.06 can treat chest pain, stuffiness, and distension. So with these type of symptoms then that are coming from heart fire, we could use those San Jiao points. Finally, the Jue Yin Shaoyang circuit is here, and we should use this circuit if gallbladder and liver symptoms are also present. So it's not uncommon to see situations where liver qi stagnation leads to heat, and then this can affect the heart and cause heart fire. So if you see this, you can use this circuit. You could potentially also use the wood fire circuit, and remember this is the liver and gallbladder connecting to the heart and small intestine. So if the client has symptoms in the small intestine meridian, or for some reason if I want to use the heart channel rather than the pericardium channel, then I could also use that circuit, the wood fire circuit. Okay, let's look at the next slide here where we find a simple point combination for heart fire. Heart 7, Sanjiao 6, spleen 3, spleen 4, kidney 2. And on the yang leg points, you would want to choose whatever ones are most appropriate for the client's unique concerns. You could need gallbladder points. In some cases, I would do that. In other cases, if they had their primary complaints involving the urinary bladder meridian, then I would select the bladder. Or if they also had something like stomach fire and acid reflux occurring with this, then I would needle stomach points. So let's go ahead and take a look at the next page here. This will be the last pattern that we discuss. This is phlegm misting the heart orifice. Now this one's quite straightforward, and this is the Zhuiyin Yangming circuit, which is typically used for this pattern. This is important because this circuit moves qi and blood and it resolves phlegm. Liver points and large intestine points are both moving the qi, which is important when a client has phlegm. Pericardium points help to open the chest and can resolve phlegm, as does stomach 40. So let's look at our point combination for phlegm misting the heart orifice using this meridian circuit. PC6, Ling Gu, liver 3, spleen 9, stomach 36, and stomach 40. Again, you'll want to alter and change these points according to each client, but this is one point prescription here which I feel really solid about, and if we're just looking at the TCM pattern, this is a very good point combination to use. However, when you take into consideration the patient's top three concerns, then we want to allow for some flexibility in the point selections that we make. Okay, let's look at the last page here. This is just a summary of the heart patterns. Now, since the heart does not exist in isolation, we need to consider its connecting meridians and organs. We do this by considering not only the heart connections, but also the pericardium meridians. Now, the Xiaoyin addresses the fundamental connection between the heart fire and the kidney water. So when you see this sort of imbalance, start thinking about the Xiaoyin connection as well as the Xiaoyin circuits. The Zhuiyin is associated with the connection between the liver wood and the pericardium fire. And so when you see heart conditions or heart patterns where there's also liver imbalance, then start with the Zhuiyin circuits and determine which one will best suit the needs of the client. Now, from the Xiaoyin and the Zhuiyin, the heart connects to all the other organs and meridians, and this can be systematically understood according to these teachings. So I hope you enjoyed this part. In the next course, we will be discussing the earth patterns of the spleen and stomach.